Good morning, Saints. Today I'll be going over my study, The Lord's Easy Yoke. And I'll start in Matthew 11, 28-30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Many professing Christians use this verse to comfort themselves in their sin, claiming that only belief in Christ is necessary to receive the peace that he offers. This couldn't be further from the truth, though, as God requires you carry your own stake, obeying his commandments, and such things are prerequisites to receiving his Holy Spirit. And we read this in Matthew 16:24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, or stake, and follow me. Acts 5:32. And we are witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. John 14:26-27. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. When we submit ourselves to the Lord's commandments, choosing to serve the Lord over sin and error, we obtain the peace wrought in God that the world doesn't know. John 14:16-18. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. While this taking up of the stake will involve much tribulation, and following after Christ requiring much endurance, his yoke is easy to bear when our eye is single. John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. 2 Timothy 3:12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Matthew 6:22-23. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? So conversely, as we read above, when our eye is evil, focused on the things of the world, lies, and the flesh, there is no peace from God. Isaiah 48:22. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. And James 4:4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. And friendship in that verse can also mean fondness of the world. If you're fond of the world, you're an enemy of God. When those seeking the Lord drag their feet in the world, perhaps still holding on to bits and pieces of their past life, past passions, past pursuits, no peace is given. One must crucify his own flesh, remove the idols, and serve the living God with everything they are, as it's the first commandment. Psalm 107:17. Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. 2 Corinthians 6:14-18. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers? For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Mark 12:29-30. And Jesus answered him, The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. So dragging sin with us on this lifelong race will only lead to failure, the same as trying to carry weighted bags while running a marathon. You'll grow fatigued far too early, and the way is narrow. Very few will make it in. Are you willing to strip down the old self and become a new creature? Hebrews 12:1-2. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Luke 13:23-24. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. John 3:5. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. So in conclusion, let us not be divided in heart, but let us cast off the yoke of sin for the yoke of Christ, which bears peace, joy, and everlasting life. And my concluding verses here, Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. So that was my study on the Lord's easy yoke, going over how sin prevents us from really experiencing that easy yoke of the Lord. We oftentimes, if we're struggling with our flesh, or perhaps we're a new believer, we look to the past too often, or holding on to things in our past life, whatever they may be. We never have that peace, because the Lord wants us to drop everything, drop the yoke of sin, drop the servitude of sin and death, and serve him with all that we are, and he's willing to give us the peace, the joy, and everlasting life when we're willing to do that, but we have to be willing to do that in every aspect of our life. Otherwise, we won't have peace in that aspect of our life. So, I hope you have a blessed rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.